My name is Patricia Donovan Coffey, and I am the chairperson of the committee Come On, Gimby Holywell. Also on our committee is Pat Donovan, Emer Donovan, Sean Roach, Mary Roach, Connie Nocton, Tim Mulvihill, and Tim Mulvihill.
Brilliant. So tell us what you do here at the committee, Sean.
Yeah, we're a committee, a small committee here, and we're here to develop and bring back to its glory this holy well that has been here for the last number of centuries. St. Finian's Holy Well had been derelict up until 2012. It had got overgrown, and it was very hard to get access from the main road down to it. So there was a committee formed, and through that committee and through the work of the RSS scheme, Rural Social Scheme and South Kerry Partnership, we got some workers who cut their way down from the main road here down to the well, and over the last number of 7 or 8 years have developed a pathway down to the well, a grotto, and steps down to the holy well, and have opened up the well to the public. And the public can come down safely here, and they can meditate, and they can sit on the seats at the upper level and come down to the well and say whatever prayers they would like to say. Whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant or an Indian or a Hindu, it's open to all people to come here and meditate. And that's what we do. We have an annual walk every Easter Monday called the Patron Day to the Holy Well. It's 8 kilometres up and down. And at 2 o'clock every Easter Monday, we have a mass at the well with the choirs. And over the years, we've had the Kilorgan Choir. And last Monday, Easter Monday, we had the choir of St. James's Church in Glenbe.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about what this looked like before 2012, before you did it up.
Before 2012, you couldn't get access down here. You had to cut your way down here, and it was impassable. And the well was in very bad decay. Over the years, it had gone overgrown, and earth from the mountain had fallen down on top of it. But it took the dedication of those workers, and especially Pat Donovan and his team in the RSS. And I also want to thank Rosari, the supervisor in Kilorgan of the RSS scheme, for all her work and dedication, sending teams down here to work at the well. Now, the work in the well was done voluntary by the RSS workers, and the costing of that was given by local people. Whenever we needed anything, we went out and we asked the local people, and they supplied all the stuff here, the timber and the stone and any concrete, anything we needed. We got donations. We don't go out looking for money, but we look for donations from people to keep the well going.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying as well, for the Easter Monday walk as well, you get associated with some communities and charities.
Yes, every Easter Monday, whatever, at our Patron Day, Easter Monday, we give that walk away to local charities or groups. And since 2012, we've given it away to many charities, local charities here and groups, and they have raised a total, I would say, it's nearly €60,000 over the years from that walk up and down to the well. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Tim and John and Olive Mulvihill from the Red Fox, where that's where our base is, so that we can park our cars down there and walk up to the well and back down to it. And we have refreshments and music afterwards every Easter Monday. And it's open to everybody to come, so just keep an eye on the website and on Facebook, and you'll be able to know when the next walk is on.
Now, before we ever started recording, you were telling me where we're situated, over by the mountains and everything. So describe what this place looks like.
Describe this place. First of all, you're 700 feet above sea level, and if you look out from the top of the road here as you go down to the well, you're looking to the east. You're looking at McGillicuddy Reeks and Kilorglan Plains of Kilorglan all the way over there to Castlemaine. You're looking across to the Sleamish Mountains, and you're going left looking out towards Dingle Bay and Skellymichael.
Mm-hmm. And so you were telling me as well, as you come down, there's places to sit and reflect.
Yes, you can come down here. You don't have to come down to the lower level of the well. You can come down on the pathway to the grotto, and we have seats placed all the way along that route, so you can come and meditate and pray or read a book or get whatever spiritual feelings you have yourself, or just go in deep thought and meditate and look out over the beautiful valley in front of you and listen to the River Carra as it flows along underneath you. It's a very peaceful place to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I might just come back to yourself, both of you, with your father being, you know, a big asset to this place. How does it make you feel that, you know, if it wasn't for him, that a lot of this wouldn't be here?
What makes us proud, like, to be involved in it, and proud of our dad that he got it going in the first place, I suppose, really, that it was always something that he knew about, and his parents would have brought him here when he was younger, and his grandparents, you know. But now that it was so overgrown, even he took us here years ago, we had to climb through bushes and trees and everything to get here, you know. But it's lovely now to see what he has done and what he has, I suppose, got done to this day now. Like, it's lovely here, and to come up here and to be part of it, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, and I think it's just lovely to show his faith too, in his religion and the way he was reared, and it does show on us as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I love coming up here by myself and just looking out and, you know, mm-hmm. reflecting on it.
A good place to think.
Good place to think, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And like that, we have children ourselves now, so we're bringing them up as well, and we love it. We really do love it up mm-hmm. here.
And you were saying as well that your dad's mother came from around here.
Yeah, my dad's mother and father both came from down here, just through a couple of fields there. My grandfather that's where his house would have came from. So yeah, this the well, they'd have always known it, and even the well, they would have a well running down for their water mm-hmm. down to the house. They'd have always been bringing buckets of water from just the well down here as well mm-hmm. to the house, so it was their running water as well, I guess, you know. Yeah, so how things changed, you know, yeah. the way they had to survive and get the water and bring it over to the houses and stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of locals around here, I suppose, would have been in the same situation, you know.
Mm-hmm, of course. Yeah. And you get a load of visitors around here.
Oh yeah, definitely. They come from abroad and they come from all up the country. There's a lot of tourists that even when they stop off and they ask about, some people are just interested in finding holy wells through Ireland, and others, they just pass and see the signs and they'll just pop in here and they just love it and leave little notes and little souvenirs and things. So it's mm-hmm. lovely to see.
Dad even said that, like, when he comes up here sometimes and he'd be working away and things, the amount of people he had met and spoke to they could be from Cork or anywhere, that have actually just found this place, like, yeah. and he's had so many conversations with different people and things. It was really nice to hear that too, like.
Yeah, very special. And we were even saying as well, just the pieces of cloth that are on the bushes around the well, and the candles and the mottery cards. It must be a very sacred place for people to be.
It is, yeah, it is lovely. I suppose people do like to take, once they have a strong belief, really, in their own religion, it's lovely to leave little souvenirs, I suppose, in the belief that there is something mm-hmm. For the afterlife, or something to believe in, or anything like that, you know. So they are, it's lovely to see when they light little candles and leave little souvenirs. It is lovely to see little statues, and always something new. There's, anytime we come up here, even if you come here once a week or once a month, there's always new stuff being brought by different people all the time, mm-hmm. you know. It's lovely.
And mm-hmm. and just finally as well, on Easter Monday you had a mass up here.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
We had a mass. We have a mass every Easter Monday here at 2 o'clock. Yeah, we celebrate mass here at this holy place, and it's only right and proper that it's a very holy place and the holy well. And there's a great amount of people turning up to support it. Local people and people from Tralee and Killarney, and even back from Dingle, they come because they know it's on an Easter Monday and they want to be associated with it. And we also get the choirs from the men shed in Killorgan, who's been very supportive down through the years. And now we have the choir of St. James in Killorgan, or in Glenbey, and they came last Monday and they sang, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we also have a bagpiper who plays up on top of the valley there, and as we're walking up the mountain you can hear the lone piper as it flows across the valley.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Like a calling that you're nearly
it's
here.
Calling that you're there, and it's lovely, it's enchanting, and it's a magnificent place. The view here is absolutely stunning. There was a gentleman here who photographed famous wells throughout Ireland, and he took photographs here, and he taught me it's one of the most spectacular places that he'd been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just with the way you organise the Easter Monday walk, and how it's all, you know, you get the choirs, you get the people, the charities and the pipers, how did that all come about? Where did that idea come from?
Well, that idea came from years ago, because we were going to have the walk, and it's important that we raise money for a lot of local charities are struggling down through the years, and it gives recognition to the charities and it gives recognition to the Holy Well as well. And so it's a team effort from both sides, and the amount of money raised has been phenomenal, up to 60,000 for between the last 8 or 9 years here with different walks in total. And it incorporates the local communities, and they're all get involved in it.
You should definitely come to see this place, because it is spectacular, like, mm-hmm. and we love it around here, and it is a hidden gem, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even sitting here at the moment, like, the wind is blowing at us, you can hear the sheep in the background, and it's just it's very peaceful. You can hear the water flowing down. You know, a very good place to go, I think, if you have a lot on your mind.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. And even a sunny day or a windy day, you have the shelter here down at the well, but a sunny day, it's beautiful. Like, it's fabulous. And the scenery and the view from here is just fabulous altogether, you know.
And I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank Radio Kerry in fairness for the great work they've been doing for the communities down through the years, and your programme especially. And I'd also like to thank all the people who come here with us every Easter to support us. And also the fact that it's on the Kerry Way, we get the world of tourism. A lot of the people walking, foreigners, Americans, Germans, Italians, right through the winter season, they come in here and they go away and they get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.